Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
This is how we do it.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer over there with a special guest on the hotline.
He is a college student at the University of Indianapolis. He bowls on their team. He's a former intern of the Hammer and Nigel Show. My demon spawn, Chris Hammer, joins us.
Hey, Chris.
Chris, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Really well. Now, you got an invite to this really cool event that took place in Shelbyville earlier today where Jim Banks, Mike Braun, Todd Rokita, among others were there. And Donald Trump Jr. was the keynote speaker. What was that event?
Oh, this event was, it was a really cool event. It was mainly a campaign event for Jim Banks, but there was a lot of cool people out there. Like you mentioned, Don Jr. was out there. Mike Braun was out there. Todd Rokita. They were all doing a big meet and greet at the end. There was a lot of people there. It was just a really awesome environment to go to.
What was the speech that Don Jr. gave? What did he talk about?
Don, he talked about a lot of different things. The main thing that he wanted to hammer in was, I guess there's been people saying, there's a news site saying that Republicans' main issue is Ukraine. And he was saying that anytime he's talked to actual Republicans, not a single one has had Ukraine even on their top 10 list of issues. And he was going into detail about how we need to stop all the reckless spending in Ukraine. That was his main point. But he also talked about a lot about other stuff like girls and boys sports. Just he went on a roll. It was a traditional Trump speech, like you would say. A lot of different topics covered.
How was the crowd? Were they into it? Were they energetic?
For a Tuesday afternoon, it was a really good crowd, really energetic crowd, like estimate around 600, almost 700 people there.
Wow.
But for a Tuesday afternoon, really energetic crowd up there.
That's what Todd Rokita said to us when he was just in studio a couple hours ago. What did Representative Jim Banks have to say? He's obviously running for Braun's seat in the Senate.
He was just making a pitch to us about why we should vote for him. His main point was that he was not going to be one of these Republicans that will bow down to the Democrats. He's not going to agree to work with the Democrats like you see some wishy-washy Republicans in Washington right now. He will actually fight for you.
Did anybody recognize you from being on the Hammer and Nigel Show, Chris?
Yeah, there were a couple people out there that knew who I was.
Oh, bullcrap. Bull, you're lying. There's nobody that recognized who the hell you are.
I think you're just mad that more people know who I am now than you.
Oh, come on. Come on. So this was a big event down in Shelbyville earlier today. I think there's another event in Greenwood tonight where Don Jr. might be the keynote speaker for that. Chris Hammer, my son, joins us. He was there for the big event. How's college life going? Do you have any of these super liberal college professors trying to pump propaganda into your head, kid?
I do not. I love all my professors at UND right now. It's a really good school, and I'm enjoying life there right now.
Good. We've got one of your professors on the show tomorrow, Dr. Laura, longtime friend of the show. So,
how's bowling going, bud?
Went pretty well. Our season's over now. It was really fun. Got to travel to a bunch of different states around here and made some new friends. Pretty cool experience.
Do you pick up a lot of chicks being a bowler?
Are there any bowling groupies?
I don't know about that. I'll have to
That's
get
a
back
no.
to you on that one.
That's a negative.
Yeah, that's going to be a negative.
All right, Chris. Well done, sir. Thank you for being our eyes and ears at that big event, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, no problem. See you guys.
That's Chris Hammer, the spawn of me. He went down to the big Trump Jr. event.